Tonight, he's back in the sidecar chair without any help from Melisandre. It's the AV Club's John Tatey. Then later, Mark Carmen breaks down Chicago sports, hopefully after bathing. And finally, we talk about the real danger facing America. That's right, toddlers. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, you hear that, John Tatey? You better be careful. You've got a baby at home. Little Leo's going to be a toddler someday. You better listen to this segment coming up later.
Yeah, what's it about? I
missed more the toddlers in the United States have killed people than Muslims. I just want you to be aware of that.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
So there you go.
Must be quite a scourge.
Just be careful on a flight of stairs. I don't want you to. It's all fun and games. First, they like throwing a ball down the stairs, and then they're throwing a toy. I like to see what it does.
And then they're throwing dad.
Next thing you know, let's see what happens when daddy falls down the stairs.
Boy, you know, I thought Leo was going to kill me tonight. A lot of trouble getting him to sleep tonight. It was a three-hour bedtime that was still going when I left for the
radio. Oh, it's a standoff. It's a baby standoff with John Tatey.
It was, yeah.
What does an editor-in-chief do when his baby is giving him a standoff?
I have about 10 different varieties of jiggle, in order to coax a burp out. It was clearly a gas problem. So you got the double side to side with the arms going in different directions. You got the sort of squats, the deep knee bends.
John,
yes.
This is definitely a video opportunity for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
WGNradio.com. Please go to our live stream.
Hold on.
So it's is he facing you when you're doing the squatting?
He's facing out, and I'm holding
him. He's facing out?
Yes.
Okay, that's important.
Okay.
Right?
Squeezing him a little bit.
Got it. Okay, squeezing.
You know?
Okay, so you're applying pressure while squatting.
And then a quick squat.
They are both doing this in studio.
So there's like a loss of altitude quickly, like somehow like air pressure thing, you think is gonna like
exactly it makes the air,
you know, because of all the squatting, Patty, you're doing that much faster than John is. I'm not trying to judge.
I'll squat you, my friend.
Well, I jerked my headphones out the first time I did it, so
I'm glad you said headphones.
Wow.
Could you have you seen where you turn the baby over, like kind of, and I don't know how big Leo is now. Maybe he's already too big for this action where he's kind of on your forearm, this kind of action.
That never worked for me. Oh, I have seen that burping action. Yeah.
Or was that CPR? I can't remember.
I took the CPR. That was a scary class before he was born. I took the CPR.
That's what you do for the Heimlich, right? You have them on the forearm, and you have and they're face down, and there's like that sort of upward.
Exactly.
Are you trying to shake money out of them?
Well, you never know. Times get tough. You got to get a little change wherever you can. I don't know. I don't want to start scaring. If John has been to the first aid classes, the infant.
I'm still laughing at the change thing. My child is not a purse, Esmeralda.
Well,
I was thinking more piggy bank.
Okay.
I don't even want to know where the money goes. But have the babies toddlers more so as they get older, will put everything in their mouth, including.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's definitely.
Mulch. And the mulch thing made me crazy. Griffin would eat mulch on the playground. And dental floss, by the way, for both of my boys was a big thing. Like
that
pulling
sounds
it.
Dangerous.
It is. And then you have to call your practitioner, general practitioner, and ask them. And they're like, well, see if it passes. Now you have to go through every diaper.
That's their answer to everything.
To see if it passes. Yep. Just wait and see if it passes. But then you go online and you Google these things and find
I am happy to be alive at this time in history, but one thing that I wish I could do without was Googling things. Because any parenting question, you can Google it, and then there's 100 people out there telling you how wrong you are doing it.
Oh, yeah. Let's not leave it open for discussion. Why do you think I don't turn on my text screen? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But they will be also, when you do like the med search, you'll find if it, like, let's say dental floss, if it's wadded up, it can like get trapped and then it gets infected and it's all
same happens for cats.
Well, you know what's
it's true,
FYI.
That's true.
Yes.
And cats love to get it. Yeah, basically, babies are like unfurry cats, a little less self sufficient.
Do they bite you?
Round two, when they aren't quite communicative enough, when they aren't able to articulate everything they want, yes, there's also biting.
You know, at least with babies, when you search Google, though, it's just you're doing it wrong. Because when you search for any grown-up malady, it's always probably cancer, right? Like, you search for any symptoms,
or
and it's
stroke,
like...
Or stroke, usually cancer, yeah.
That's
no, my
right.
mom did that
cancer
one night.
Or stroke. That's right.
My mother told me that one morning, she said, "You know, I wasn't feeling very well last night, and I Googled my symptoms, and it said I might be having a stroke, and it said call an ambulance right away." And I thought, "Oh my God, I have too many dishes to do. I don't have time." She really said that to me. I was like, no, you call. Well, call me and let me help you with that decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much.
Or at least invite you over to do the dishes. I'll do the dishes. While she rushes to the hospital.
I live upstairs. I will do your dishes. I mean, I won't.
I mean, how many dishes were we talking, by the way? Is it?
It wasn't that.
Like
she's
a couple weeks worth?
No. Okay. I don't think she.
There's probably two of them.
Yeah, how many dishes could she have racked up?
My mother is a heavy duty cooker. She likes to cook, and my mother likes to sear everything. I don't think it's intentional, but everything gets. I mean, there's a lot of smoke coming out of that kid. There's a lot of oils. The best is when she makes anything with fish. My husband hates fish. I think that she buys more fish because she knows. Your husband told me he doesn't like fish. Everything smells fishy to him, and I think in her head she goes, "I told you fishy."
And your mom's just getting her omegas in.
Wow. And there's nothing like a spite cook.
I don't think I don't know that she's doing it on purpose. And she has a window in her kitchen to our back porch. So she only opens her window so that it wafts straight up into our house.
Right,
by the way, she's listening. She goes, "That's not what happened."
She just texted you right now?
Yeah, she's... Sorry, Mommy. We should probably have my mom on again. Well, but here's the thing is that, like, my mother, we want her to have her on live, and then, you know, it's late, and she's like, can we do it? She asked if she can be on earlier. I'm like, Mom, no, my show starts at 11 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, also, yes. In honor of your mother, it is Mother's Day in most of Latin America.
Oh.
So.
Is that
Felicidades.
So?
Felicidades.
Yeah. No, yeah. My wife was on the phone for 2.5 hours with Mom today. So.
Yeah. It works out because then you don't have to, like, I ordered flowers for my mom, but for Tuesday.
Ooh.
So I don't have to pay the extra fees for Sunday.
Oh.
Smart. Felicidades.
Why don't we have a weekday Mother's Day?
Do they get off? Do they get the Mother's Day off?
I don't think it works that way.
No.
Well, that's stinky. You got to go to work and hope that there's a nice dinner waiting for you when you get home.
It's more like Mother's Evening, sounds like.
It is
like.
A little bit. Yeah.
Esmeralda, you have any other fun holiday facts for us? I didn't know that.
That's it. That's
what
all I got.
Holiday is it today?
That was it?
Yeah, it must be like National Ice Cream Day or something. It's always a national something.
Don't get started. You and I are both still trying to figure out who had insomnia cookies on. We don't know. Did Justin have insomnia cookies on, Esmeralda? Do you know?
What? What is that?
It's
like a dessert?
It's a delicious cookie place.
It's amazing.
I've heard about that place.
Insomnia cookies.
If he did, it was not before or after 9:30.
They got shiny new menus and everything, Craig. They didn't have these when we had
them. You know, I've been on a couple nights when I really had a hankering for insomnia, and we tried to rustle some up, and we couldn't make it happen. So I'm very irritated that some other show was eating delicious warm cookies today.
By the way, how is that promoting insomnia cookies to have them on at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon? They need to be on at 11, 12 at night.
I mean, Rose guests, you know what? Go to bed so you can get up and listen to Cochran.
Right.
You can get cookies anywhere at 5.
I promise you, insomnia cookies not getting a bunch of its customers at 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
This is an 11 o'clock thing. This is a pretty late only thing.
Craig, this menu has all the calorie counts.
Ooh, they got white chocolate macadamia nuts.
I know they do. We had them last time with milk. They brought milk.
Oh.
I know. It was so great. What?
We need to call them and ask them why. You know what? Can you call them right now?
Yeah, I'll call.
All right. More after this on 7. We're going to call Insomnia Cookies. Hey, when you were on once when we called Domino's, it was fantastic. Let's see if Insomnia Cookies has an answer for this situation. You're listening
Good
pretty
thinking.
Late. I know. By the way, Cubs, more after this, 7:20. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. The music getting louder. I think I'm having a stroke.
Did you turn it up out there?
Nope.
Because I couldn't control it anymore.
We lost control of the bump
music. Yeah. Here, wait.
Mine
is completely turned down. Can you hear it if I do like this?
It's gone.
Could you guys hear that?
Why was there a drum roll?
I don't know. There was a drum roll the first time too, so I don't have control of it. You do
don't
out
make
there.
Play with stuff.
Yeah, there you got to touch stuff.
It is nice music for tonight. I have to say, the
so
drive
too.
Down here was so romantic.
That's... I don't know.
Okay, too much. I still can't control it.
I just can't understand why there was so... Is there usually a drum roll on that?
Yeah. It's Lenny Kravitz.
All right.
It ain't over till it's over.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Sounds got a drum roll every time.
Okay. Did you get a hold...
What are you doing? Why are you... Those are the commercials. Don't change those.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Leave those alone. Yeah, okay.
What did I do?
Here, I'll just...
I'm just pushing buttons.
Okay.
Well, how do I get to my...
It's on the board. It's on the other thing. The thing, not the screen. The board.
I was touching the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the blue parts?
No, I mean the thing with all the levers.
I did not do that.
Who buys this
I didn't
stuff.
Touch anything.
Her name is...
Let me turn that off. We'll get to that commercial later.
I don't know. Look, hands
the one with all the things, the pots in front of you.
Right. You mean these?
No.
No.
No. So the physical board in front of you has a hot key.
Yes.
You got to turn that off.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
And turn it off. I rolled it down.
Cool. That works too. Okay. Now I'm in control of the music again.
While this was happening, I was watching the feed on the studios.
Yes.
Esmeralda was laughing, and Rob was just seething at the abuse.
Chagrined.
Of
chagrined.
The art of radio. Right.
Rob
happening
takes this
here.
Job very seriously. So
there was a Sunday night newsman who, like, me and Caitlin Fry would have a little bit of trouble on Sunday nights, and I got an earful from one of the news guys.
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Learn how to do your job, and
wow.
I was like.
Yeah, Rob, if you want to apologize for that, we're all
like,
still...
dude's a Buddhist and he's yelling at me. surreal.
I can barely handle my own self up here. Yeah. I'm not worried about anybody else.
Yeah, it was intense.
You've given us a lot of hints, Pat. Kind of figured it out now.
I don't know. We all, you know. Well, I thought it was interesting that last night, I believe we had our first harmonica player in the studio. Ellen Miller was one of our first... She was fantastic. I felt bad because when we loaded the video, I didn't have her playing in the studio. But yes.
We just got a text from the 224. I now know information that makes me very sad. Insomnia Cookies was on with Steve Bertrand at noon.
At noon?
Well, noon.
No, that makes sense.
Does it?
Probably didn't even bring cookies.
It makes sense.
How does it make sense?
They brought menus.
It makes sense.
A lot of times people don't bring food,
If a guest brings menus and no cookies, that's just mean.
Yeah, we've got cookies here in the newsroom.
What? Take a break, Patty. Let's take a break.
Because of Steve Bertrand.
Take a break. We got to take a break.
It was the business hour.
Oh, my God. There's cookies in the newsroom.
And Insomnia Cookies is a great business story.
I don't even
story.
Care if they're not gluten-free.
That's why it makes sense that Steve Bertrand had them on the
We need a break.
Show. Oh, okay.
Well, and I have good news.
Okay.
John Tatey has brought a quiz for after 11:30.
I thought it was going to be cookies.
And we... No. He's not brought
I'm sorry
brought
to disappoint you with my painstakingly crafted quiz, Craig.
Yes. You have to run up to the newsroom and get cookies and soothe my pain of the one time I was yelled at. You know, it's so funny. It's fine. It's okay to be yelled at once in a while. It reminds you that you're alive.
I think it would if I were doing a live radio show. I mean, I know I didn't yell at you on the air, but still.
It was funny. Well, it was a little painful, but you know what? It's a funny story now. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, I am joined by the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey, has a quiz, as a quiz prepared for you, and we have prizes for you. Would you say that we have, is there the potential of more than one winner, or is there a supreme victor in this only?
Well, I've got six questions here, so we could split it up. We could do two sets of three. Why don't we do that? We could have two players.
Should we have someone compete, and then the loser gets the winner gets to choose their prize, and the other person gets a consolation prize?
That's nice. Okay. I like that, yeah.
So I have a Lou Malnati's pizza, deep dish pizza, or anything you would like at Lou Malnati's. We have a $25 gift card, which is good at any one of their more than 40 Chicagoland locations. You can go to loumalnati's.com for more information. And we have a pair of tickets to The Producers, which is now playing through June 26th at Mercury Theater.
What a prize. Okay, so I'm looking for TV game show fans.
Oh, TV game show fans.
This won't be a surprise to regular listeners, but this is a game show catchphrase quiz.
John, how hard are the questions?
I think if you are a veteran game show watcher, you don't have to be an obsessive like me. You should be able to get these.
Got it. In case there's a tie, since we only have six questions, we're going to have to flip a coin or something.
Oh,
to
I like
pick
that.
A winner, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I don't have any coins.
Let's find a coin.
I have a coin.
All right.
We'll be
cool.
Okay.
So if you grew up watching game shows, if you watch the Game Show Network, watch the reruns on there, anybody steeped in game shows should be able to do well on this quiz.
I have not steeped lately in game shows.
No.
I have basked.
You simmered?
I mostly bask.
Bask.
I prefer to bask than steeping.
Okay. That's a good way to watch
game
shows.
Yeah, it's a little more immersive, I think, in your sort of steeping situation.
Yeah.
But so on a scale of 1 to 10, the difficulty, would you say, is it a 6?
We want to... 6 to 7, I would say.
Okay, I like it.
These are... Some of them are tougher than others.
We have one contestant on the line. We have Terry.
Terry, okay.
Terry, and then we are looking for one more contestant to pit against you. Terry,
from the 219. Now, where's the 219?
Terry, I don't want to make you feel like we were pitting someone against you, but we're looking for a challenger. But how are you doing, Terry?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And we're, again, 312-981-7200. Terry's on the line, and she is our contestant for the AV Club's, what do you call it, this
game show catchphrase quiz.
There we go.
By the way, Terry, what's your favorite game show?
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, real quick, the 219, that is Northwest Indiana, correct, Terry?
Hello, yes.
It is.
Oh, all the way from Indiana. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Holy cats. Those people called in like right on top of each other. That's going to be tough to pick which one you want to do.
Someone got in just under the wire. Terry, what's your favorite game show? I'm sorry you got interrupted there.
I like Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Price is Right. Good choice. That's my favorite too, Terry. It's a classic.
What's your favorite game on the Price is Right?
Oh, yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Is it the little guy climbing up the
hill? Yodely guy.
Yes, me too.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that,
can
Terry.
Can you do the singing?
Yodely, 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 yay.
Craig is shaking his head at us, and I'm so very happy. It was immediately what popped into my head when I asked Martha what her favorite game was, because that's mine too. I mean, Terry. Martha is on the line. Martha, you are competing against Terry for either a pair of tickets to the Producers at the Mercury Theater or a Lou Malnati's gift card. Martha, how familiar are you with game shows?
Oh, pretty good.
Ooh, she sounds really
confident. Yeah, you sound pretty confident. What's your favorite game show, Martha?
I like Family Feud.
Ooh, that's a
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, he's second only to Richard Dawson in my book as far as Family Feud hosts. And they're really such different styles. They're both great.
And then that poor comic who was in there right after
Ray Combs was great, too. Yeah. Nothing poor about him, but he did end up killing himself.
Sad.
But we're going to turn it
around. I love Richard Dawson. He just cracked me up. What was he? Was he Scottish?
He was English.
English.
Yeah.
Okay. This is great. Anyway,
died, I think, last year or the year before.
Is that true?
Okay. So, Terry and Martha, here's the quiz. I'm going to read each of you in turn a catchphrase that an announcer would say when a game show comes on the air to set it up. For example, at the beginning of Price is Right, the announcer always says, "Here it comes, the fabulous 60-minute Price is Right." Except the catchphrases I've chosen won't actually have the title of the show in them. Because that would make it a little
easy. Oh,
so
sneaky of you.
So,
make it hard. Okay.
Challenging. Well, there's going to be some hints in there, though. I bet you'll be able to get them. So I'll read you the catchphrase, and you tell me the show. It's that simple. And whoever gets more gets their pick of the prizes.
Yes, pair of tickets to the Producers playing now through June 26th at Mercury Theater. Everyone can call 773-325-1700 or go online to mercurytheaterchicago.com. Also, loumelnize.com for a gift card is our other prize as well, our favorite pizza.
How much is the gift card?
$25.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For those tickets or $25 gift card, let's play. Terry, you called in first, so you'll be up first. Here's the catchphrase. Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives.
Press your luck.
That's right.
Press your luck.
Terry's on the board.
Wow. Terry's on the board with press your whammy. Come on.
You remember that.
No whammy. No, I don't remember that at all.
Right.
No whammy.
Very good, Terry. Okay. Right. You avoided the whammy on that one. All right, Martha, you're up. You ready?
Yep. I'll try.
Okay. Oh, my phone just turned off here. Okay, here it is. Ace is high. Deuce is low. Call it right and win the dough. On...
What was the name of that show? 21 or something like that it was.
No.
By the way, Terry can take over if Martha cannot answer.
Yeah, we'll see if Terry...
Card Sharks?
Wait.
Was that Martha or Terry who said Card Sharks?
What? That was Terry.
All right,
Martha's
Terry.
Like, I wasn't done with my turn yet.
Yeah, you came in for the steal. Sorry, Martha, it was not 21. It was indeed Card Sharks.
I knew it was cards. I had to do with cards.
Yep, you were close.
I was actually wrong in my head.
What did
you think?
It
was Joker's Wild.
Oh, okay.
What was Joker's Wild? Wasn't that a game show?
Well, let's continue with the game.
Let's continue. I've just ruined it for somebody. Let's go to the next.
Terry, you're up again. Here we go. Look at this studio filled with glamorous prizes, fabulous and exciting merchandise. Over $40,000 just waiting to be won today on...
Go ahead, Terry. That's yours.
Oh, I know this.
I have to turn my mic off so I don't ruin it.
This is Sale
of the Century?
Oh, I love that guess, Terry. I wish Sale of the Century were in this quiz, actually, but it's not Sale of the Century. Martha, you want to jump in and steal this one?
Wheel of Fortune.
Very good.
I always wanted the ceramic dog.
Yes.
I got one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're on the board. It's 2-1.
That was a tough one, too, Martha. All right.
Because they don't. When did they stop doing the, like, sort of, you know, bidding on the things, using the money to buy stuff.
In the early 90s, they stopped with the shopping. Yeah, so that was a little bit of a tricky one. Very good, Martha.
Wasn't there like an ashtray and a stand and stuff like that?
Oh, there was, yeah. But the ceramic Dalmatian that you mentioned is the iconic Wheel of Fortune crappy shopping prize. Okay,
yeah,
Martha.
They were kind of lame.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's your next one, Martha. From Television City in Hollywood, here's the game where knowledge is king and Lady Luck is queen.
Jeopardy.
It's not Jeopardy. Terry, you want to jump in and steal this one?
Card Sharks.
Oh.
Nope. Not
Card
Sharks.
The one Patty said. Yeah. I forgot her.
That's okay.
That's right.
I feel better
it
now.
It is the one Patty thought. It's the Joker's Wild. And nobody got it.
Joker's Wild. I was like, you know what the one Patty said? And I hello.
Yes, the one Patty said would not be the acceptable answer. So I feel better. I feel better that I did not mess that up.
So Terry has two and Martha has one.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Martha, because you're behind, I'm going to give you the chance to tie it up first. So I'm going to come at you again, and then we'll go back to Terry to see if she can break the tie. Okay.
Oh, this is
so
exciting.
Martha, this is for you. It's the crossword game you've played all your lives, but never quite like this.
Interesting.
The crossword game you've played all your lives.
Oh, crossword
but never
game.
Quite like this. The key phrase there is crossword game.
I know. I'm like, come on.
I don't know what the name of that is. You have to guess the words. I don't know what it is. It's not Jeopardy.
No, it's still not Jeopardy. Terry, you want to jump in and take this one?
Crossword?
Nope. Boy, this was a tougher one than I thought. I thought crossword game would give it away.
Scrabble.
That's right. Very good, Craig.
Oh, thank you.
Scrabble.
How long did that last? That didn't last.
That lasted a long time, actually.
Really?
That was from 84 to, I think, 90. Mm. And then there was a revival in, like, 93 or something. It just lasted 1 year. But it was on for throughout the 80s on NBC. That was one of their staples.
If it had been Dirty Word Scrabble, I might have paid attention. Now who's up? Is it Terry now?
Terry's up, yeah.
For the win.
She's already won, but she's just trying to really pile it on now.
Wow.
But if Terry misses, Martha has a chance to tie it up.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay, Terry, here we go. This is the last one. Get ready to match the stars.
Oh. I can see it in my head.
Get ready to match the stars. I'm going to give you 5 seconds, Terry.
I wonder if what she sees is what I see.
Hollywood Squares.
Oh.
That's not right, but...
That's not right. Okay, Martha, you can tie it up here.
Gene Rayburn, I know that.
Yes, uh-huh. Gene Rayburn. What's the name of the show? Get ready to match the stars, Martha.
Oh, I don't know, but I can see it. Gene Rayburn, and he...
And that tiny, skinny microphone, that very long, strange wand.
You guys
wand.
Are going
to... Riley used to be on it a lot, and so did Richard Dawson.
It was great. It was a great show.
Yeah. Match game.
Match game.
Match game.
Yep. Terry, you
that
have
means
won.
Terry is our winner, right?
Yes, and Terry, off the air, Craig's going to take your information, yours as well, Martha. One of you has won a pair of tickets to the Producers at the Mercury Theater, playing now through June 26th. Go to 773-325-1700, or you can go online, actually, at mercurytheater.com. And one of you has won a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, good for $25 at any one of their 40 locations, more than 40 locations, or you can order online, loumalnati's.com. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Martha.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Great playing.
I wish I could give him like a game show send off. I don't know what.
The Jim Lang dating game.
That's, but there were like, weren't there like a lot of end of the show sign offs too? Like you did the intros. Were there any cool last words?
I think the Jim Lang kiss off was the most vibrant one, but every host had their style.
Like get your dog spayed.
Exactly. Bob Barker would say, help control the pet population, have your pet spayed or neutered. Dick Clark would just say so long, but with a salute from his forehead.
Was he in the Navy or in the military somehow?
No, I don't think so, but he was, you know, he acted like it.
It was nice.
He did
it's
have a certain
touch.
Military precision
made
to
it
him.
Official.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Felt like he was in the trenches of game showed him.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, Gene Rayburn would just say bye-bye and wave to everyone.
That's kind of
a lot of hosts were looser.
Such a sweet smile, Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn was one of the all-time greats, for sure.
He seemed like... Have you ever read any of the biographies on the host? Are there biographies on game show hosts?
That's a good question. I have not read biographies of hosts. I've just sort of soaked up knowledge about them from magazine articles and whatnot over the years.
Yeah, because I would be curious to see if there were, like, the path to that. Like, I've read the biography, like a collected sort of anthology of the stories of Jack Parr, Steve Allen, and Johnny Carson in the path to The Tonight Show.
Wow, is that one book?
It's one book called The Tonight Show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I actually have a copy. I can lend you mine. I think it's out of print. So it was published in 1982.
I did have someone send to me at the AV Club a biography of Bill Cullen. Do you remember Bill Cullen?
Bill Cullen
was probably the most prolific game show host of the 20th century. Hosted dozens of shows, but never really had the iconic hit. That other hosts had. But Bill Cullen hosts a lot of Goodson Todman shows, very affable, very charming. He was a panelist on I've Got a Secret for a long time back in the 50s and 60s. He hosted the original Price is Right on NBC and ABC. Yeah.
So he's kind of like the jilted host. Like he's just sort of replaced.
He always had a job, but the shows didn't. I mean, Price is Right was on for a while, but people don't remember that old one.
No.
And they don't really remember the panel shows as much either. But he was one of the great hosts and just not remembered as much. There's some hosts like that. Tom Kennedy is another one like that. He hosted Name That Tune, which they never show in reruns because of all the rights issues with the music. So
that makes sense.
He couldn't really have it. That was his show. But
my dad was so good at that one.
Name That Tune.
Name That Tune. Because at the time, since it was the 70s, a lot of them were older songs.
Yeah, you still had a lot of standards.
Yeah.
Like big band stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd have music from like the 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up to the 70s.
So. You couldn't really do that show now, I don't think.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Well, especially because of the rights, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a listener on the line, but we're going to take a quick break here and more with the senior... I keep demoting you. The editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. Go to av.com.
AVClub.com.
That's the one. I've heard of that one too. AVClub.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John something or another. At John Tatey. That's T-E-T-I. And always fun to have him in studio. More with him when we come back on 720 WGN. Listening pretty late. After a while, do a couple of them start sounding a little similar? Because I know it's a game show. In my mind, I'm like, I know it's a game show. But I'm like Terry and Martha.
They all have that sort of jaunty, happy feel to them. Yeah. But Match Game is pretty distinctive.
That's what Leonard's calling about.
I understand Leonard wants to talk about
Match Game. He wants to talk about Match Game. Hey, Leonard, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Hi, John and Patty.
Very well. Thank you so much for calling about Match Game. What do you want to tell us?
Elijah Chai is coming back this summer on ABC.
That's right. Yeah, hosted
by Alec Baldwin.
As Leonard.
What?
It's going to be on a game show night where I think they said Family Feud is going to be with it, too.
Celebrity Family Feud, Match Game, and a new pyramid hosted by Michael Strahan on ABC this summer.
Right. Right.
Oh, is that why he's jumping ship? He wants to do all ABC stuff? He wants to be under the
No, but I think umbrella? ABC is in the Michael Strahan business right now. But yeah, you heard about that whole thing with
Ripa.
Live. Boy, I'm on Team Ripa here.
I am too.
That was a franchise that was all built around Regis, right? Kathy Lee left, and then they brought Ripa in, and then Regis left her and shocked her. She found out like 20 minutes before they went on the air to announce it. And then they do this Strahan thing to her where they promised her this wouldn't happen, and I would be angry too. And good for her for walking off and taking a few days to take stock.
Well, I mean, it's so immediate. You're live in front of cameras. You're exposed and just filleted.
And she has kept that show afloat and made it quite a success.
And then not less, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, Sharon Osbourne is on the talk and, having to, she's divorcing. They're getting, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne are getting a divorce. Anyway, right. That's not what Fernando was calling in about. We'll talk about that in a minute. Fernando, and by the way, thank you, Leonard, for calling in. Hey, Fernando, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Very well. What did you want to talk to us about?
So recently I came across a documentary on YouTube in regards to Press Your Luck, in which a contestant named Michael Larson figured out the pattern on Press Your Luck, got on the game show, and in an era where nobody really won a ton of money, I believe he won like 32 or 34 spins in a row.
Yep.
And he accumulated $130,000. On Press Your Luck, and of course that was the kind of game where at any moment you could lose all your money, and I just recall the host and the other contestants losing their minds on stage when he kept on pressing his luck and getting more spins and he kept on going. And I was just wondering, had there been other game shows in which some form of controversy or the contestant cheated, maybe not so much cheated, but
figured it out, gamed it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I know at one point the producers didn't want to pay out. And eventually he got his money. Unfortunately, from my understanding in documentary, he kind of wasted the money away. I think that he got stolen at one point.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a strange individual in the end.
He was. That's a diplomatic way of putting it, Fernando. He was
Thank you, Fernando.
He was an odd bird. And the system that he devised, as Fernando knows from watching the documentary, I'm glad it's on YouTube. This was a documentary produced by GSN a number of years ago. This guy's system, Press Your Luck, you know, had all these flashing lights. And this guy's system was to basically play it back on his VCR and hit the pause button to pretend as if he was stopping the lights.
And wow.
So he figured out the patterns of the board and so that he could hit the big bucks every time.
Do you know when to stop the wheel?
It's a good question. I can't think of another instance. I mean, there certainly have been instances of cheating for
right,
Nando,
that's what
but
the
I
quiz show
was
about.
Another instance of just beating it, beating the game at its own
Oh, my
rules.
God. Quiz Show was such a good movie, by the way.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I always think it's interesting that Doris Goodwin Kearns is the wife in that movie.
Doris Kearns Goodwin?
That's the one. Yes, yeah. Doris Kearns Goodwin, the historian.
I can't recall that.
Yeah, that's his. That in real life, that was the wife to the contestant that was gaming the show. That was
really?
Cheating. Mm-hmm. Huh. I could be wrong. More after this on 720 WG.